This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, a multi-billion dollar contract has been awarded to build nuclear missile submarines. An IG report expresses concern with OPM's cybersecurity efforts. And SBA is ordered to release the names of all recipients of COVID-19-related loans. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian, in for Eric White. The Navy awards a multi-billion dollar contract to build its first new class of nuclear missile submarines since the 1970s. More from Federal News Network's Jared Serbu.
The $9.4 billion award to General Dynamics Electric Boat triggers the start of major construction activities on the new Columbia class of subs. The Navy has said for years the program is its biggest modernization priority. It will eventually cost $110 billion once all 12 submarines are built. The Columbia program is expected to send subcontracts to about 5,000 vendors across 48 states. The first boat will take to sea in 2031 if the program stays on track. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
A federal court judge has ordered the Small Business Administration to release information on all recipients of Paycheck Protection Program loans and economic injury disaster loans. That includes the names of loan recipients and loan amounts. The Washington Post and other news organizations filed a lawsuit against SBA after it released only some of the data under a Freedom of Information Act request. A D.C. District Court judge has given the agency until November 19th to release the information. SBA already released data on PPP loans above $150,000, but $4.5 million of the more than $5 million loans through the program were that amount or less. 5 years after it suffered a massive breach, OPM cybersecurity remains suspect, Federal News Network's Jason Miller reports.
The Office of Personnel Management is still struggling to manage the identity and access management of its vendors, despite this being a main avenue for how hackers stole data of more than 21 million federal employees in 2015. A new Inspector General report found OPM doesn't have sufficient processes in place to manage contractors on its network. Auditors say OPM only recently started to track contractor access from a central database, but the agency doesn't maintain a complete list of all vendors who have access to its network and can't audit those accounts. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
Military police and security forces have a new training course for how to deal with domestic abuse through technology platforms. The Defense Department's Family Advocacy Program released a new online class to help first responders better understand how domestic abuse and harassment can be done through technology. The course covers how the misuse of technology can lead to the escalation of domestic abuse and how military law enforcement can follow technological evidence in such cases. The Pentagon says domestic abuse, including through technology, has increased among the general population during the coronavirus pandemic. The federal government's waiting list for security clearance approvals is up slightly because of the pandemic. Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco has more.
The Defense Counterintelligence and Security Agency ended the fiscal year with 220,000 background investigations in the inventory. That's up slightly from the start of 2020. But DCSA still considers the inventory as meeting its steady-state target. DCSA says investigators are conducting interviews and collecting records virtually during the pandemic, but COVID-19 has posed some setbacks. Some investigations were delayed for safety reasons, and processing times for top secret clearances are up. Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
A Republican congressman wants to give all agencies direct hire authority when they want it. Florida Republican Greg Stube introduced new legislation that would expand direct hire flexibilities to all agencies if they can prove a severe shortage of candidates. Only certain agencies have direct hire authority for certain positions today. They usually have to request permission from the Office of Personnel Management to begin using the authority for specific positions. Stube says his legislation would cut red tape out of the federal hiring process. A consolidated campus for the Department of Homeland Security is coming into focus. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
The National Capital Planning Commission is approving a 600,000-square-foot headquarters for the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. It'll be located at the DHS St. Elizabeth's West campus. It's the first building to move forward under an updated master plan for the campus that DHS and the General Services Administration submitted this summer. Because of longstanding budget and schedule challenges, GSA says construction of CISA's headquarters can exceed $350 per square foot. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
The Defense Department's business transformation efforts have made some progress, but the Government Accountability Office says it's not off the high-risk list quite yet. GAO found DOD's reported savings were reflected in the budget, but not always well-documented or consistent. GAO recommended the DOD standardize its documentation and analysis of reform efforts. That would include DOD's economic assumptions as well as opportunity costs. Find these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus on our coronavirus resource page. I'm Peter Masurlian, in for Eric White.